Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you social distancing from your significant other? It's Liz and Mike in the morning on 105.1 The Buzz. I felt judgment over the weekend at the grocery store.
Okay.
So the only place we can go at this point is basically to get groceries.
Right.
And my husband, Boo Bear, is a very affectionate person. And while we're walking the aisles, he may or may not grab my
booty,
my bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just likes to stand really close to me. And I feel like people were looking at us with judgment, not because, you know, he was going by and touching my butt, but because we were standing so close to each other.
I mean, I feel like they'd be judging you whether this was going on or not in the world.
But like, whatever. But so like, we'll stand like both of us behind the cart and push it together.
Yeah.
Which is totally his thing. And I kind of go along with it. But like, am I supposed to be social distancing from him in public?
Well,
we're making out at home.
Yeah.
We're touching the same surfaces. We've shared drinks. Like, at this point, we both know if one of us gets it, we're both getting it. There's no way around
it. You're in the fight together.
Yeah, so like,
I get where you're coming from, though, because roommate Kevin and I will go to the grocery store, and it's kind of the same thing. Like,
he grabs your butt?
No, well, he doesn't grab my butt, and we don't make out at home. But, you know, we're...
You're quarantined together.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we go to the grocery store, I don't feel the need to stand 6 feet away from him.
Yeah.
Because if he gets it, I'm getting it one way or the other.
And then I'm going to get it because you and I work in the same studio.
Yeah, so
I don't trust
so
Kevin.
Forth.
That's another story. But that's neither here nor there. But like, am I just for social norms? Should I be like, Boo Bear, I need you to walk 6 feet away from me?
I think
please
out of respect
of
for the
cart?
Rest of the public and the world that
no,
you need to.
No, call us 503-733-5105. 503-733-5105. Should you social distance from your spouse in the grocery store?
Yes.
Liz and Mike in the morning, today's best mix, 105.1 The Buzz. At Buzz, are you social distancing from your spouse at the grocery store?
I am, but like the only reason is because if you don't split up, you're never going to find anything.
That's true. It's kind of like a war of the worlds out there. You kind of get to every aisle the quickest you can.
I mean, yeah, I get that. I'm just really disappointed that nobody else is saying that they stand really close to their husband at the grocery store and get the looks of judgment that I am, but that's fine.
Because everyone respects
well,
the
no.
rules.
Well, like, you're at home, and, like, if you don't divide and conquer while you're trying to, like, get the last roll of toilet paper, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but, like, what about when you're standing in the checkout aisle? Do you still, like, do one person at the front of the cart and one at the back?
I mean, I guess that, like, you can break the rules a little bit.
All right, what's your name?
Stop treating the grocery store like a date, Liz.
I'm just saying, it's the only time we get to get out now. And if he wants to get a little fresh, I'm okay with it. I'm sorry. What's your name? Thank you for calling.
It's Brittany.
Well, Brittany, that was some displaced rage on my part. I'm sure that what you're doing is the normal thing, and we appreciate you.
No problem.
Social distancing from your spouse when you go grocery shopping?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you not making out at home? Am I the only person?
Yes, Liz.
No, I work in the healthcare industry. I have to social distance myself because I don't want to get him sick.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
Do you have to social distance when you're at home, too, then?
Yeah, well, you know, the headache excuse ran out a long time ago, so this is perfect.
So there's no making out going on in your house right now?
Not currently, no. I mean, I have a couple of weeks off coming up here soon, and so maybe then, but I just think being around all these sick people as a nurse, I need to just kind of keep my distance and play it safe.
My mom, she's a nurse, and I know when she gets home, she lives alone, but she, like, shuts the garage door after she pulls in, and she has a clothing basket, and she literally strips down, and her shoes go immediately in the trunk, and she Lysols everything, and then she Lysols herself before she comes in and showers, just to, like, try to stop
yeah.
from carrying it into the house.
Same, same. And I, like, am one of these people that prefer to, like, always be in yoga pants and sweat, like, sweatshirt, but no, I've got to do that and at least take a shower and get all the germs off first.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. We super appreciate you. What's your name?
Sam.
Good morning, Liz. No, I am not.
Yeah?
You are not the only one. I am not. I'm doing it. I'm like 2 feet from my partner right now.
Wait a minute.
I'll go to the store.
What is your name, buddy?
Joseph,
I am not trying to social distance around you at all. If I see you out in public, please stay at least 12 feet away from me.
You're good. I can do that from you. But my partner, I cannot do it from. I'm sorry.
Are you guys getting the same looks of judgment as me? Because, like, you're making out at home. I mean, it's not like those germs are not
exactly.
Getting swapped.
Listen, Joseph and Liz, I am not one to follow the rules, but I am trying to save humanity here by socially distancing.
I agree with Liz, though. Why would you social distance from your partner if you guys already make out?
See?
What?
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. This person's a genius.
If I can't make out with anybody in my home because I have to socially distance, I'm not trying to do it in public.
You're
with them
just
either.
Mad that you're quarantined with Kevin and you guys aren't romantic.
Yeah.
That's just the anger right there.
You're just mad.
You're jealous. Oh, what's your name again?
Joseph.
Joseph, thank you so much for calling in and having
Not
my
a
back
problem.
On
Love
this.
I love you guys so much.
Whatever,
oh, you're
man.
You're the best. Have a great day.
You guys have a great day.
Finally, somebody agrees with me.
I don't know
Finally.
What's going on out here in Oregon and Washington.
It's Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Let's Fix 105.1 The Buzz. I have been getting weird looks at the grocery store because I stand exceptionally close to Boo Bear and we don't social distance when we go grocery shopping because we're already spreading and passing anything to each other. We're going home and making out like... I don't understand.
I don't even know what to say. I'm socially distancing uncomfortably right now.
Well, I don't want to stand close to you. You're not Boo Bear. Call us 503-733-5105. 503-733-5105. The Buzz, are you social distancing from your significant other?
I'm not. We're quarantined together, and he is in the healthcare field, and we went over to his family, and we're together, but we social distanced from the rest of everyone else. So we're just together.
Okay, so you're not the person giving me the judgmental stares in the grocery store.
No, that's me.
No.
You're
no,
just jealousy.
We're together. We're quarantined at home together, so we figure there's no sense in social distancing from each other. I mean, he definitely is more careful when he comes home from work. Like, he strips down and everything, but we're social distancing from everyone else around us.
I like that. See, still making out at the Walmart, but
following
keeping it.
Following the rules until you go to Walmart, apparently.
What's
making
your name?
Out at Walmart, Paris.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and letting me know I'm not alone and that Mike's the weirdo, not me.
Walmart's like the new strip club, right?
What? I didn't say I was taking anything off. I just said sometimes when he walks by, he smacks my booty. That's all that's happening, Mike. That's it. How dare you? Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Buzz, are you social distancing from your significant other in public?
No.
Why not?
Because if I've got it, he's got it.
Thank you.
You don't gotta go out in public and show off to everybody else like, hey, this is my boo and we're just gonna do whatever makes sense for us, but
Why
we don't
not?
Care about you.
Why not? How is us standing close to each other behind a cart spreading more germs to you?
I don't know. But maybe it is.
Ain't proves the point. Idris Elba, his wife, she just tested positive, and you know why? Because if one of you gets it, the other person's probably gonna get it anyways.
I mean, and it's not like either me or my husband are like on the cover of Vogue, so we're not making people jealous by being next to each other.
Well, listen, we're not on the cover of Vogue either, but we're still getting some pretty jealous stares.
Just respect the guidelines of the CDC, that's all.
I am, just not with my husband. You're the best. What's your name?
Amy.
Could you just say, Mike, you're wrong?
Mike, you're absolutely wrong.
Oh! Come on! You can't tell somebody to tell me I'm wrong.
Still counts. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
The Buzz, are you social distancing from your significant other?
No.
Thank you.
You people are the problem.
No. What are you going to do?
Not
you're home, you're bored, you make out. You're bored, you go to Walmart, you make out.
You don't stop making out at Walmart.
What are you doing when you go to the grocery store?
Looking for toilet paper like a normal human being.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to our friend here.
We're stopping.
stocked on toilet paper. We don't need that. We don't social distance. We live together. He works from home, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. So there's no reason to social distance.
So you just go to Walmart, treat it like a date, get yourself a prepared dinner and a bottle of wine, and start making out?
Hell yeah. But we don't. I mean, at home, we're fine. Out in public, we stay away from other people.
That's what we do. We stay away from others. You just turn into each other. You've already got each other's germs.
I am trying to protect humanity here, people.
I had a child with him at this point.
We're protecting ourselves from everyone else.
See? What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, thank you so much and have a great day. The Buzz, are you social distancing from your spouse in public?
No, I'm not.
See, Mike?
There is a lot of people out here that are part of this problem.
It's not a problem. You're already spending all that time with your spouse.
It's a pandemic. It's a problem.
Well, we sleep in the same bed together.
See?
So don't go to Walmart and flaunt it because I can't sleep with anybody right now.
Even without the pandemic, that probably wasn't going to happen. That's on you.
Whatever, man.
What's your name?
My name's Ayla.
The Buzz, are you social distancing at the grocery store?
Absolutely not. Well, with my significant other and family, as a matter of fact, because according to the CDC guidelines, yes, it says you do need a social distance, but it also says to take care of loved ones and family and friends. And you know,
sometimes
make sure they're doing
taking
good.
Care of a loved one is grabbing a handful of their butt when you walk by.
That is not appropriate.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend.
Yes, see?
Listen, man, you're not going to Walmart to make out just because it's the only date you're getting right now. Are you?
Hell yeah, dude.
Really?
Dude, the movies are closed, so you get to watch people at Walmart. You ever Google people at Walmart, dude?
Yeah, of course I have.
I'm pretty sure my picture might pop up, and I'm okay with that, honestly.
At least I might have to look up.
Man, you guys are all the problem.
I am so excited to find my trashy kindred spirits right now.
So, I mean.
Us deprived single folk are the ones that are going to keep humanity alive.
Well, maybe you need to go to Walmart more often.
I feel like that's where the dating scene's at. Maybe I'll just go start making out with random folks.
No, that breaks the rules. You can only smooch on the person you're quarantined with.
That's still breaking the rules.
No, whatever. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Charles.
Charles, thank you so much. Man. Have a great day.
Of course, you as well.
See, Charles agrees with me.
Why is everybody coming at me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.